If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hi, Morning Magic. I am so excited about this. We've been talking about fried bologna now for 2 days. And we have Greg Hill, our colleague from down the hall with us. Greg, we're going to ask you this question because Kendra told us that she likes fried bologna. I had never heard of fried bologna, nor have I ever tried fried bologna. So my question to you is, have you ever had fried bologna?
Well, first, are you asking me because I'm fat? That's the first. Why am I the expert when it comes to lunch meat? That's what.
You are not fat, but okay. I think you're somewhat of a foodie.
Well, yeah.
And so
bologna is not really in the foodie category.
Well, it is. It's like a byproduct of a food.
But it's like in the liverwurst category.
Or spam.
I have had fried bologna.
You have?
Yes. How have you not had it?
I know. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Talk about bougie.
I'm not bougie.
It sounds like you're very bougie.
I'm not. I grew up in Western Mass.
Okay.
Like in a hill town.
Yeah.
We didn't have any money. We ate a lot of bologna and cheese sandwiches on Wonder Bread.
Okay. But you never fried it?
But wait a minute.
I feel like everybody has taken a grilled cheese and put something in it, whether it's ham, bologna.
Never.
Whatever you have around the house immediately goes into the grilled cheese.
We had a lot of hot dogs, which kind of is like bologna.
Right.
But you know what? Yeah. It's so funny that you said, Greg, that she's bougie because this is the woman that has like a designated bread drawer in her kitchen just for bread. So speaks to your personality. Yeah. She has three guys come to her house to sweep off the steps in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, it could be
bougie.
It could be that it's a guy thing that women don't tend to, guys look in the fridge and go, what's in here?
Right.
And what can I make in 5 minutes?
Yeah,
I think you bologna probably is a go-to, and the frying pan is right there.
Yeah. And you slap the piece of bologna into the pan.
Not a lot of skill required when cooking it.
Correct.
A little butter, maybe olive oil, whatever, you know, if you're trying to, avocado oil, if you're bougie like yourself. And then you flip it once, and it goes right on the sandwich, and it's very easy, so I would assume that's the popularity of it.
Yeah, but what do you have with it? Like, do you put mustard on it, ketchup, nothing?
Oh, you have two fried bologna sandwiches. That's what you don't need anything with it. I mean, I guess if you want condiment-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be mustard, I would assume.
Yeah, I think I did it with ketchup when I was a kid.
Right.
I think everything was with ketchup because it was loaded with sugar. But
I mean, you probably Grey Poupon, but like the rest of us would go yellow mustard, I would say.
You're so spot on.
I've been texting my high school friends. I'm like, guys, was it me or did we ever have fried bologna? None of them. They're like, no, we never had fried bologna. I'm like, it just wasn't. I've just never heard of that. Like, you wouldn't fry a piece of turkey.
Yeah, well, live a little.
From like the deli.
You gotta live a little and try it.
Right. I am gonna try it.
There should be sandwiches when I come in to talk about
it. I know.
Like, how are there not sandwiches here?
I feel like we should have prepared.
Yeah. Well, we kind of stumbled upon this topic, to be honest, because we were just talking about like, oh, you know, good old-fashioned bologna and cheese sandwiches, sometimes just what you feel like, but fried?
That is hilarious that you, Greg, have pegged her spot on. Sue is totally bougie.
I don't think very relatable when it comes to the audience, but that's just me. All right.
We got to have you up here more often.
No, we don't.
I'm available.
When
we're in a commercial break, I am available. Can I make a request?
Yes,
that's
you can.
Right. Phil Collins, like, what are we?
We got a ton of Phil Collins.
Anything other than Susu Studio.
Okay.
Like, I don't like that song, but maybe.
Got it.
Do we have enough time for In the Air tonight? Or,
of course we do.
Okay.
Air drum, right. You got it.
All right, guys.
Thank you to Greg Hill from our sister station, WEEI. We love you, Greg. Thanks for playing.